Well, Dermot, the countdown on to an absolutely massive occasion for Cockhill Celtic. For Gavin Cullen, he's had many big games in the past. This one ranks right up there.
Right up there indeed, Chris. Yeah, it's a massive, massive day, as you've rightly mentioned, for the club. It's arguably up there with whenever we played Sligo a couple of years back in the EA Sports Cup. But this is the last 16 of the most senior cup competition in Ireland, so it's a great occasion for the boys, but also the club in general. Yes.
Now, Longford may not be one of the biggest clubs in the League of Ireland, but they've a great pedigree in the cup.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Gavin at this stage, Gavin, I know Gavin and the boys went up and watched them playing Derry there a couple of weeks back, and they took a few notes from the game, and I'm sure the management team talked over what they need to do and set their stall out today for the match. But yeah, you mentioned Longford, they're in the Premier League of the League of Ireland, and they're not there by a fluke. Like, they've earned the right to be there, so when they're doing well there, they're sitting mid table at the moment, and there's bigger teams below them, you would argue, the likes of Derry City, Sligo Rovers, who would arguably have bigger budgets, so they'll be giving them ample respect, but I'm sure they'll try and play their own game too, Cockhill.
Now, I suppose Longford will probably come up in the first 15-20 minutes. Maybe you know more about them than they know about you. In games like this, the first goal can be absolutely crucial, so we'd expect it'll be tight early on.
Well, I had a sneak preview of Gavin's team sheet last night. They were here in the club last night, and it's a big selection. It's his first selection. I had a sneak preview of what the way they were lining up, and it's very much... it's not defensive, put it that way. It's I would have thought they would have been more cautious, but he's obviously seen somewhere where he can possibly get something out of the game.
Now, the Charlie O'Donnell grounds up there, the pitch in great shape. Let's hope we get a big attendance for it.
Well, yeah, we met with the FAI a few weeks back, and they gave certain stipulations that we had to adhere to for staging the game here. Whenever the fixture came out, we were glad to get the home draw. And the last time out, we used McGinn Park, and we appreciate the commitment from the community on McGinn Park. But we're great to have the game here. Like, it's a showcase for the facilities that we have. I know that there's issues with the changing rooms being such a distance from the pitch itself, but it wasn't an issue with the FAI. Their main concern was the likes of attending the media and more or less ambulance and people like that there. It wasn't an issue with the actual changing rooms. But no, we're more than delighted to have this thing here, and hopefully we'll all get a good crowd. Like, it's a lovely day here in Cockhill at the moment, so hopefully the rain stays away and we can get a good crowd out. It's arguably the biggest game in any show we'll have this year.
Well, I suppose Cockhill, the last three, four seasons, I mean, you've been on the go with the Intermediate Cup and a combination of winter and soccer. It just never seems to stop, and it's fantastic for not just Cockhill and Buncrana, but for Inishowen, for Donegal, for the North West.
For North West, yeah. And at this stage of the interview, I'd like to pay credit to Donal and all the work he's done for the club over the last time that he's been here. Like, Donal, you know, resigned from his position after St. Martha's game. But he's here today, and he's getting involved with the rest of the committee on the occasion. And, like, without Donal and all his hard work, we wouldn't be here today, like. But, again, now it's a new era. Gavin, Dan and Shane are taking on the mantle, and, like, they've got Aidan Geller committed from goalkeeping coach, and John McMurray as a fitness coach. There's a good, like, backroom team there that Gavin's assembled. And hopefully, like, this is one of many big games. They've got the EA Sports Cup to look forward to in March, April time this year. So, and then obviously the new restructured Winter League for the Ulster Senior League. So he's lost a few players, but they've brought in younger players, and it's a chance for them to step up now and play at a higher level, like intermediate football.
And finally, Longford will be the firm favourites, but the cup's all about possible upsets, and certainly Cockhill won't go in with any real fears. You know, who knows what could happen?
Well, you mentioned earlier, like, the first 15-20 minutes of any game, any level is crucial, especially when you're playing a higher opposition. And they've nothing to fear. They went to Galway in 2011, I believe, and dark night in Galway, and we had a great victory. We went to Merview, and we've held our own, and we've been to Fun Park and held our own. Like, so we're playing them on our own patch, so we'll give us an advantage with more of our local vocal crowd about us. So the boys, Like, we played St Marcus twice in St Marcus, and it just shows you what the home crowd can do. Up here in our own patch, it was a different ball game for the St Marcus team, and we were able to, like, we won the game, you would say, arguably comfortably, a 2-0, like.